Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, it's Sarah Shakespeare here on Create a Life You Love. Very happy to have you listening tonight. It's episode 4, so I've been doing it for a few weeks now. Very excited to be here again. If you follow me on Facebook and Instagram and you know me personally, there's a lot of things that you already know about me. But if you don't know anything, then I'm going to be sharing a lot with you this evening so that you can get up to date with me and what I do and who I am. So again, my name is Sarah Shakespeare. I live in beautiful British Columbia. It's my dream destination to live here. I've lived in Canada since the year 2000, calling it my millennium move. That's the big decision I made in 2000 to move here, and I absolutely love it. You can hear from my accent that I was actually born in England, and I moved here when I was 26 years old. And it was a great decision for me to come here because I just love it. I'm married and have been for a long time and have 3 daughters. So, got my whole family life living here in my dream destination as well. A bit about me, I've been a personal trainer and coach for the last 25 years in this wonderful health and fitness industry. It's the best industry that I could ever have imagined going into. While I was at school as a teenager, I was actually going into business and finance and into the computer industry. And when I did an internship when I was 16, around that kind of career choice, it seemed to me that it was a little bit too slow and a little bit not really what was up my streets for motivation for anything that I wanted to do. I certainly enjoyed being dressed up every day at the job, but I know that there was something that didn't really sit with me in doing that type of office job. So when I was 17 and joined a gym, I realized that the gym environment was the place for me. So I've been going to a gym now for 25 years, and I call it my happy place because it's the environment that I feel most at home in. I love to be working out and doing everything geared towards that. So when I got the opportunity at 19 to be qualifying as a personal trainer, it seemed like the best thing ever for me because it meant that I could get my message across to everybody. I could share day to day what I love to do. I was already, I guess, addicted to the gym side of things already at that age. And it became, you know, just without a hesitation that that should be my career choice. So when given the opportunity to actually do that when I was so young, I did it in a time when personal training wasn't actually classed as a real job. People could not believe that I got paid to do, to show people how to exercise, to go through their nutrition, go through their lifestyle with them. It was something that people didn't really think I would get paid for. And, you know, I did. So I did it back in 1993. I have to say, definitely the best thing for me. As time's gone on, I've gone into more coaching. I've gone into co-authoring some books recently, which I'll talk about in a little bit, and also speaking more. I have a real passion to get my message out to people and just have people believe that the best way to go through life is with a positive mindset. So when I had this opportunity to do this show and I had to pick a name for the show, without hesitation, I called it Create a Life You Love with Sarah Shakespeare, because I believe that everybody has an opportunity to create a life that they love, different means and different ways that they want to live. So it's not, you know, a one-size-fits-all type of image, really. Everybody has a different type of thing in their life that they love to do. So that's the reason I wanted to have that name. And again, I took like 10 seconds to put that name together because I knew it was the right name to call this show. Every guest that I have on the show will always give you something to walk away with, hopefully more than what you came with. So everybody that I have is always going to be able to give you great information, motivation, give you ideas on life and relationships, lifestyle, careers, business. I didn't want this just to be a health and fitness show. I know that that's my speciality, but I didn't want it to just be all about healthy fitness, nutrition, going to the gym. I wanted it really to be about creating that life that you love. When I'm speaking, I love, again, like I said earlier, to speak about mindset and self-care. So when I do a speech on stage, a speech that I did recently was called How Mindset, Self-Care and Ambition Can Create a Life You Love. And that is really important to me, to be able to get my message over to everybody with that, because I really believe that we've got this amazing long life to live. And a lot of people know that I'm on the 100-year plan. I have this huge intention to live till I'm 100 years old. It's something that I would love to do just so I can see where the world goes from today. And also because I have a desire to meet my great-grandchildren and just leave them with some sort of legacy when I leave them in my 100th year. So that's something that I really talk about. I talk about making healthy decisions throughout your life so that you're able to try and have this long, wonderful life. I don't wish to sit down in my rocking chair at 70 and not be able to do anything. I want to really live a healthy, great life right to the end. So when I think about that, I want to really, really push people to live a healthy lifestyle. Think about how, you know, that positive mindset they have is going to help them throughout their life. So that's a big thing for me to really, really push to people. And again, on the health side of things as well, you know, I really, really push that exercise and nutrition being such an important side of things. This evening, I have the most amazing guest on, who is somebody I met actually last year. And as soon as I met her, I had a huge connection with her. And I knew that this was definitely my type of person because of her enthusiasm. Just a wonderful, warm lady when I met her. Her name's Chantal Adams. So if you do know her, you know I'm saying everything exactly as she is when you meet her. She's a professional speaker that who has spoken on stage over 800 times. So she's done 800 speeches, which in itself is such an amazing achievement. She's a speech stylist, helps people put their speeches together, gets their word across, and a courage igniter. So she talks to people about having the courage to get everything across with their story, and she believes in the big power of storytelling. She helps people put together a standing ovation worthy speech, and she talks about turning fear into fuel for anything that they want to do in their life. So I already know that that's everyone is going to take something away from the guest this evening, because she has got so much experience in that area. She's helped me myself be a better speaker and go through everything with me that, you know, I want to do, sort of excel at. And I have to say that, you know, having had her personally work with me, I think that she's amazing. She has added more than six figures to her business through speaking. So we know that she's expert when you can hear that she's done so, so wonderfully well in business. And she now teaches women entrepreneurs how to own their story and have the courage to share it while turning the message into a movement. So wonderful guest that we've got coming up in a few minutes. I want to just get you a bit of an idea there of who we've got on tonight. If you'd like to call in this evening, the number to call into the show is 646-787-1676. Okay, I'll give you that number again, 646-787-1676. So if you have any questions for Chantal or I, then you can call in while we're on the air here. So one thing that I would just like to go across, if you need to get hold of me off the air, then if you go on to Sarah Shakespeare on Facebook, on Instagram, I'm Shakespeare Sarah, so I'm backwards on that one. And then on Twitter, I'm Sarah Shakespeare. There's three platforms that I'm on. If you'd like to just wait a few more weeks for my website is up and being in the works. It's not up and running yet, but it's in the works. So excited to have that live soon. So if you'd like to just log into sarahshakespeare.com, then you can just give me your email address on there. And then when it's active, you'll get an email address, an email just notifying you that that's up and running. So that's a bit. If you would like to talk to me, then, you know, get hold of me through Facebook or Messenger. Or if you'd like to call or text me, my own number is 250-862936. So if you want to get hold of me, you know, I'm really, really interested in speaking to people. I'm a big people person. So really want to have the opportunity to be able to speak to everybody that needs to speak to me. As far as Facebook and Instagram, if you message me through those platforms, I do my best to answer every single message that I get. So I'm a big person about engaging with the audience. So if you do message me, then I do message you back. I do get all of my messages done as soon as I can. So before I turn over to Chantal, I just want to go over just some points here that I think that are really helpful in people feeling confident, having a great mindset. And if you follow me on Facebook, you know that every day I post things that are relative to having a great day. So when you look at everything, I really talk about positivity and mindset. So I want to think about these five areas of focus right now. I want you to think about number one, I am amazing. Just realize that all of us are unique in what we bring to the table. So we can't be like anybody else. You have to realize that just in itself, you are amazing. And just remember that whatever you're told, whatever you've had instilled in you, you need to realize that you're amazing. And you've got so many other things to offer that other people don't offer. Another thing I'd like to think about is I can do anything. Anything that you put your mind to, if you're focused and you've got your goals in place and you've got the right support system around you, you can absolutely do anything that you want to set out to do. Number three, positivity is a choice. Because I've lived my life with a positive mindset, and it's a big deal to me to live that way right until my 100th year, I believe that positivity is a choice. We can always, in every situation, look on the bright side. And even if you can't look on the bright side today, at some point in that situation, you will be able to look on the bright side. Number four, I celebrate my individuality. Again, it goes back to that number one of being amazing, where just be that person that you're supposed to be. You don't have to change to be like somebody else, or you don't have to feel the pressure that someone wants you to be different. Really believe that, you know, you are supposed to be here and celebrate your individuality. And number five, this is my last one here for now. I am prepared to succeed. Just think about what you would do if you could just succeed in some of these main points in your life that you want to do. Imagine how you're going to feel when you actually achieve that. So think, I am prepared to succeed. Okay, so that's just my 5 points I want to have you thinking about tonight. And I'm going to introduce Chantal because I'm excited to speak to her tonight. We've got lots to talk about. She is really enthusiastic. You're going to love her. So I'm just going to introduce Chantal Adams on air. Hi, Chantal. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. And that was amazing. I'm like, woohoo, I'm pumped and ready to rock and roll life
good.
Now.
Good. Good. I'm pleased. Good. Good. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Chantal. I've already like just raved about you because I know you personally and I've been around you quite a lot recently. And I, you know, I just would like everyone who hasn't met you, tell us the best thing about Chantal Adams that we already know, but we need other people to know about.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, one of the things that I love so much is speaking and connecting. I think that's the thing I love most about speaking is the connections that you make through those opportunities. And that can be online, just like we're doing right now, or live and in person. And grateful to have so many powerful, positive, change-making women in my life and in my circles, such as yourself, and to be really surrounded by those examples of what is possible. So love being able to connect and really reach new people, connect and help others to connect with each other. So connection is a huge part of what I do in the world and what I feel called to help others do as well.
It's great. Now, you call yourself a speech stylist, which is the most perfect description for you, I have to say. Tell us how you help people put things together in that part of, I guess, your personal time that you put into people, how you kind of create that relationship and having people put their speeches together and how they're going to connect their story out there.
Yeah, for sure. So that's something that's really developed over time. And as I wrote many speeches over the years and realized that a lot of people really struggled, myself included, when I started. And so I've given a really simple speech blueprint, which is basically starting with an attention grabber. You know, we've got to grab that audience's attention. And so that's really important. It could be a bold statement. It could be a question. It could be a reflection. You could come on in some kind of dramatic way. And so there's this attention-grabbing piece, then moving into your story, because we need to be able to connect to the audience, and storytelling is such a powerful way to do that, and on so many levels, not only an emotional level, but also through our brains. You know, our brains actually connect our own ideas through other people's stories, and when you are a great storyteller, it also helps people. It's something called mirroring, which is they actually feel very similar, and the same parts of their brain will actually light up as you talk and relate emotions. So stories and really connecting to your story is so important when you speak, but not making it all about you, turning it back to them, and then really delivering amazing value. And I always talk about just having like your three core points that are the power of three. I talk about using that a lot. And then wrapping it all up together, hopefully bringing it back to your story, touching on the things that you've already talked about, and really making sure that your speech is full of value and lessons and actionable items for the audience to be able to take away.
How do you find and tell your story? Like, when there's so many stories, I know that when I was working with you, remember I said I have so many stories to tell, what do I tell? Like, how do you help people get around to the story that matters? Even though there's so many, yeah. How do you get that person to go, okay, here's my story that matters? So how do you help people do that?
For sure. I think it really is so true. I mean, we have lives that are full of experiences and stories that need to be shared. And I think knowing that we can tell many different stories throughout our speeches, and if you have a platform like you have, then there's so many opportunities to tell stories in so many different ways. So knowing you don't have to not tell all those stories, there's many ways to tell them. But when we look at your core story, your brand story, the main story that really ties your message together, it's all about looking for that real breakdown and breakthrough moment that actually led you to the work you're doing or led you to the message you want to share or set you on that path. And so there's lots of moments in our life that have helped us. And I think for all of us, sometimes it takes a few kind of moments of reflection to actually get us to make that change or that pivot or that realization that ultimately is leading us on that path of what we are meant to do in the world. So that's the piece that I look at, is just having people look for that breakdown, breakthrough that I call your diamond moment. And you'll know it's the right one when you can feel the emotional connection to it. And also when you know that's the moment where things shifted for you.
What are some of the common fears or mistakes that people make when they tell their story? Like, what's something that they go, oh, you know, I should have changed this, but, or what do they do? What's the fear behind it? I know we talk about the fear in them actually speaking is such a big thing, but what are some of the fears that people have when trying to get their story across or kind of trying to put that together?
Yes, for sure. So one is, you know, how much is too much information? You know, am I going to put everybody on the bus, or what am I going to tell, or how much is too much? And I feel like there's a way to really tell your story without going into all the details. And one of the things that is kind of like a common mistake is that people will tell their story as a timeline. So, you know, I was born in 1979, and then this happened, and this happened, this happened, this happened. And we go through our story as if it's just a timeline, which people are going to lose interest. There's no emotional connection. You're not really painting the picture. So you really want to flip and add those elements into it of really bringing the emotion, choosing one core story, but then you can lead up to it, you know, share lots of different points and things to be able to lead up to it, but really focus on that diamond moment, painting the picture, helping people to actually feel like they're right there beside you, whether that's, you know, in a room or in my own story where I was in the back of a chapel and I was at a dear friend's funeral, and you know, being able to visualize that of, you know, tears streaming down my face and the emotion I felt in that moment. So you want to be able to have it shared in a way that people feel like they're right there with you and they're connecting with that on such a deep level. And then also knowing that, you, again, you don't have to tell it all. So save some of those juicy moments or different parts of your story for later on. That's really important as well. And then looking at really adding in the senses, you know, can you paint the picture? Can you help them to feel something? And bringing in that emotion. A lot of people say, you know, what if I tear up, or what if I have strong emotions in my story? That's okay. That's needed for people to really connect with you. So that's an important part of it, to make sure that that's that's in there. And another thing, and I know for you too, you said at one point, you're like, but I don't have like this big traumatic thing. I mean, I had a good life. I've always been very positive.
Yeah.
And your story, right? Like that's your thing that shifted for you, or it always was that way. And that's something that we need to highlight. And for other people, a lot of times they'll say, you know, I don't have any big thing that's happened in my life. And often it's like the smallest, simplest thing that really makes the biggest impact. It could be listening to a talk show. I know for you, you were listening to a podcast at one point, or, you know, different people have these little moments that are just in that moment. One of my past clients, she had had huge breakdowns all along. Her husband had been diagnosed with cancer. He only had a 10% chance to live. They went bankrupt because they were just newly married and they had just started this business together and he couldn't work. It was just, they were expecting their second child. I mean, there was so much going on. And she said, I could choose all of those moments as like my breakdown moments. And I said, but it doesn't feel like the right one yet. And she just kept talking. And then she said, you know, there was this moment where I was picking everything up around my house and going all around, and I was trying to be the rock for the family. I was trying to hold everything together, and I was ready to break. And she said, my 2-year-old daughter looked up at me with her big blue eyes and her lopsided pigtails and asked, Mama, are you happy? And in that moment, she's like, I just broke down, and I went down on the floor and wrapped my arms around her, and I said, I'm scared. I'm not happy in this moment. I'm really scared. And she said that was the first time where she really realized what true strength was. It wasn't trying to be the rock and never asking for help or never being vulnerable, but it was actually the opposite of being able to share openly her feelings, to be able to ask for help, to be vulnerable and open about what she was going through. And so that was a really beautiful moment of, even when there were so many big moments in her life, the real diamond moment came just with a simple interaction with her 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah, so that just proves that everybody has a story when they dig deep to sort of see that it comes to you eventually. Like you said, she had so many things she could have spoken about, but that was the bit that she went, oh, this is my story to share, which in itself can help so many people. Just listening to that part of her story there, that can help so many people who need to look for help, mm-hmm. who feel like they're at that breaking point and they go, okay, I need to look for help. So even her story of her with her daughter gets on stage, people listen, and I think it makes a big impact. What about people being scared to get on stage? What do you think about overcoming the fear and just where people do have the stage fright, where they do clam up on stage, they're not able to speak well, they forget things? Like, how can you help people overcome that? What's the best way that you help people?
Yeah, and we know that often people say, you know, public speaking is their greatest fear. And I know even my sister, who I adore and love so much, she will not speak. Like, she is terrified of speaking, and she actually I know, it's so funny, we're so opposite. She actually dropped out of her college course because she had to give an oral presentation, and she asked the teacher, can I just do this written, can I do it in another way, record it or something, I can't stand in front of that class. And he said, nope, you'll fail if you don't deliver it. And she's like, okay, I'm dropping out. So like, that's how much there's so many people, right, where this is terrifying for them. And I know for me, a lot of people say, you've spoken, now it's, you know, closer, I've actually lost count, but it's around 1,000 times or more. And
excellent.
So I've spoken so many times. Yes, but it's, so people will say, well, you must not ever get nervous anymore. And I said, I actually do every single time. And I'm grateful that I do, because I've learned to see it as a good thing. So I've shifted my perspective of fear, for one thing. But I also said, I know that when I feel those feelings of fear, that it's actually because I care so deeply about doing my best work and really showing up on that stage and really reaching someone in that audience. And so I care deeply, which is where the nervous energy comes from when we really care about doing our best and showing up and really making a difference. There is that feeling, right? And so I've always said, the moment I don't feel fear before I speak is the moment I shouldn't be speaking. Now that's my own piece. Another thing that I say too is when we look at our fears, and this can be fear of speaking, it can be fear of anything, looking at it from a different perspective and getting curious about it. So when we look at it from a different perspective, it's when did fear become a negative thing? Because I remember when I was dating my husband, I was getting all like giddy and nervous, and I had the butterflies in my stomach, and I was like, and all these kind of physical manifestations that are actually the same as before I speak. And I remember my mom saying, "You're so Twitter-pated." And so what I've actually come to realize is those two emotions, you know, that Twitter-pated, which was exciting and fun and full of adventure and newness and all of those good emotions, were exactly the same manifestation in my body, physical manifestation, as fear, right? The butterflies, I get the sweaty palms, the croaky voice, like, so those kinds of things were happening. So those were happening before these dates or whatever. And so it was like, oh, right, that whole quote around that fear is actually excitement without breath. I really believe in that. And so as you start to see fear in a different way, you're like, oh, right, okay, fear is just excitement. I'm getting ready for a new thing. I'm stretching my comfort zone. I'm about to go on a great new adventure. This is amazing. So it's shifting that really, really helps. For speaking specifically, really getting clear on why you want to speak. And one of my big things for fear in any part of my life or business that I do that I'm afraid of is making my why bigger than my fear. So you need to look at, okay, how do I make my why bigger than my fear? So if you're afraid of speaking, what is your big why for sharing your story and your message? Why does it matter? Why do you care? Why do you want to get on that stage? And that's going to help you get there. And then also a couple more things is leaving your ego at the door. So when I first started speaking, I remember I got this really big, you know, high-paying gig at a university, and it was my first big keynote, and I was so excited, and I really felt like, wow, you know, I'm someone special, I'm coming here to do this thing, and, you know, I'm going to change lives, and I really came in from that place, and I realized very quickly that's not how we want to show up, and I needed to be humble and also, yes, show up with confidence, but also know that I'm here to serve, and that's a beautiful energy to show up, and also it helps you when you leave that ego at the door, you come with the intention of serving and being of service and focusing on your one. That's another big thing, is like, be there to know that you're there to deliver a message for even just one person whose life could change because you have the courage to stand up and speak. And so when I think about that, leaving the ego at the door, focusing on my one, being a service, then it doesn't really matter if I forget what I'm going to say, or I totally say the wrong thing, or I stumble on my words, or I trip on a cord or up the stairs. You know, it doesn't really matter, because I can laugh about it, because I'm human, and because I'm here in service. So it's not about me, it's about them. So those are some of like my biggest wants. And just like I kind of changed my tune to fear, and I now call it Twitter-pated. So when I feel that, I will say, okay, you know, I'm just feeling Twitter-pated. So I challenge people that are listening, is whether you're speaking or not, but whenever fear shows up for you in your life, think about nicknaming it so that it has a more positive connotation, and you can actually train your brain that when you start to feel those feelings, it's not fight or flight. It's not a negative emotion. It's actually like, woo, what's coming up? What's next? I'm excited for this new adventure.
Now, it all sounds wonderful to me, Chantal, because, you know, things that you're talking about tonight, you've actually talked to me about, and it's been amazing for me to listen and learn and put those into my own speaking, just about the ego at the door and, you know, just going on stage and delivering that message to the one person that needs to hear it. Now, if 10 mm-hmm. people hear it, wonderful. Or if 20 do, even better. But if that one person walks out and goes, that was life-changing, that 20 minutes, that 1 hour, there's something that they walked out of the door and said, okay, this has been amazing for me. I'm really, really happy to have done this. I think it just, it might give them courage to do something further on down the road where they go, oh, okay, my story matters, that that person's gone through what I've gone through. Or even if it isn't the exact story, there might be something they take away in that moment where they go, she decided to do that. This is what I need to do. This is where I need to have that kind of ambition to do something different. So everything you've said, I know it's so helpful. It's so true. Congratulations on 1,000 speeches. Like, that's just amazing. I need to change my notes here that say 800. We need to put that onto 1,000 now. Now we're on 4 digits instead. It's just great. Because you've done so much speaking, one thing I do find about you, which I love, so I'm going to pump it up for you, is that you're still very modest and still very humble. And I've said so many wonderful things about you and what you do for people. And anybody that's listening that knows you or has worked with you, and I know you have a great following on social media. So any lady that follows you there and or has met you or has taken one of your courses, they are going to say afterwards, why didn't Sarah ask her about all these wonderful things that she does? So I'm going to ask you all about those because I don't want to miss those. There's some amazing courses that Chantal does and that I think are life-changing for so many different people. So we talked at the beginning about how this is a great business for her, but only because she's amazing at what she does. And I think if you're amazing at something, then I think you become unstoppable in what you do. And when I first signed up to do a course with Chantal, I decided in about 3 minutes. And the only reason I took 3 minutes is because I was wondering what Visa card did most points to put it on. So I was thinking, okay, well, if I use that card, I get this many points. And I'm such a happy shopper and wanting points from my Visas. I think, okay, which one? So there's my 3 minute decision. If I didn't have to think about that, I probably would have made that decision in 30 seconds because, you know, for me, the right person to work with was Chantal. I know a lot of people I've got exactly the same thing to say because I've been around those people that have said exactly the same thing. So without sounding too full of yourself, because, you know, I talk about a full glass. I talk about having a full glass. And if you're not full of yourself, how can you give to others? How can you be energized? How can you do everything that you need to do? So I'm asking you with a full of yourself, but not, I guess, the arrogant side of people being full of their self, because I know that's not even in your vocabulary. Tell me about different things that you do, Chantal, that change lives. Because if I don't ask you this question, people that we both know tomorrow are going to say, how did you not ask Chantal that when we know she's amazing at these things? So tell me more about what you do to help people to get their speech out there, get their story together. How do they even start to put their story together? Why should they put their story together? And how can they try and do that? Because you said it's different people have got different reasons why they need to have that out there. And as long as their, you know, their why is bigger than their fear, then they can do that. So this is the chance, really, Chantal, to kind of tell us a bit more about what you've done to help other people, because you spent a great time tonight telling us about the things that we should be doing from that side, how you've been on stage, how you've been humbled, how you walk out there wanting just to change one person. But you've impressed people 1,000 times being on stage. I'm sure there's not one time people have ever walked away from you speaking and said, oh, wow, that was a waste of time sitting in that chair. Should have, you know, gone to Safeway. There's nobody that ever would have said that. So, you know, I want you to tell us a bit more about what you're doing to help everybody. And I know you've got lots of different things that you go on with your greater purpose. I want you to tell us a bit more about what you're doing in other countries that you're helping with, the charities and stuff. I think that would really give people a bigger picture of you as well. And I know you like to be modest, but this is your unmodest few minutes, please. Please blow your trumpet, Chantal Adams, because I'm ready and I want people to know more about this.
Oh, well, thank you for the invitation. And absolutely, one of the things I love so much is helping people to really find their story. I know I have a bit of a gift, as far as I didn't know I could do this, but I can listen to people tell me their entire story of their life, you know, from born to now, the timeline, all the details, and then be able to take that and create something really beautiful and powerful and concise that does paint that picture and bring in the emotion and helps to connect to the message that they want to share with the world. And so those story sessions are so much fun for me to be able to help people. Often I'll tell their story. I will always tell their story back to them after they've just kind of unloaded on me their entire life story. And I will listen and take notes, and then I tell it back to them. And almost every time they are in tears on the other end, hearing their story told back to them in a way that they didn't even realize it could be told. And so that's really a beautiful experience and privilege for me. I also have Center Stage Live, which is what that big one program you did with me, which is so much fun.
Yes.
Where we craft your speech and your story, and then we come together live for three incredible days, four nights, and we stay at Sparkling Hills, and you get hair and makeup and photo shoots. You actually have three photo shoots. You get a video shoot in studio. We have an amazing time at the saunas and the spa, beautiful meals together, so much fun, and then you take the stage, and each woman takes the stage, tells their story and their speech while we videotape it. We write testimonials for each other, and then you get your demo video, your speaker one sheet, all of your photos and your testimonials, and then we create a speaking profit plan. So it's like this complete package if you are wanting to be a speaker, and that's for authors, speakers, entrepreneurs, people in corporations or who want to speak to corporate. People in the education market, anyone who really wants to be speaking on stages, it's an amazing opportunity and super fun, right?
Yes, definitely. I loved every aspect of that. That was where my big yes came in real quick. As soon as you said those different things, I don't even think you told me that long list of things. I think you probably told me three of those eight things. And I'm like, yep, I'm in. I like her glittery shoes and her curly hair. I think I connect with this woman. I like her. Yes. Yes, I like her. You do love glittery shoes, yes, like me. I've also seen firsthand where you put those stories together, and I think I've seen a few people tell you their story and you relay it back to them, and that just seemed magical to me. And your memory, and I'm sitting there watching going, how does she just do that? Oh, she must have seen them beforehand. But then you didn't. You had people out of the room that you hadn't spoken to. So I thought that was really, really great that even without like any rigging of the situation, there was no rigging of anything. It was just naturally done. You listen to their story and I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to work with her because she's great. So I'm really glad you shared that bit because I've seen that firsthand and I thought that was, your memory is so sharp and in remembering the small details and actually having the story come back even better than the person told you the story. Like, how can you tell someone else's story better than them? And you did. I'm like, oh my goodness, she picked up every best point of that story and it came back really, really well. So I think you don't even know the impact that has on people sitting in an audience and seeing that part of the thing that you do. I know that's just great. And I know that Center Stage Live really, really helped me in putting everything together that I've been doing and wanted to do. And it seems, even in the meantime, when I've seen different courses and different things, there's never quite been something like that where I think that I should do that instead. This seemed to be the perfect thing for me and at the perfect time. Just everything seemed to fall in line for that being, you know, the timing of things for me seemed to fall perfectly well at that time. So thank you for that, Chantal. I have to say that everything you're saying there, I've experienced personally, and I know that is the truth of it and it works. So tell us a bit more about what you do. I know Center Stage Live is a bit big thing. What else are you involved in that we would just love Chantal Adams for a little bit more?
Yeah, we've got something really special that's coming up is called the Day of Courage. And one of the things that really set me on this whole journey was in my own story. You know, when I did lose a very dear friend of mine to breast cancer and at her funeral was when one of her sons was standing at the front of the room, and he said, you know, Mom, she wasn't done fighting because she wasn't done living. And when he said those words, it really hit me that, wow, I'm sitting here alive and breathing, but I'm not really living. And that was a hard moment to kind of hear those words, because I felt like I had a good life. I was a mom and a wife, and we had a great life, really. And so I really started to dig into, why did I feel that way, that I wasn't really living my life? And it came down to that nasty four-letter word, fear, where I had really been playing small and staying safe and comfortable and not really living all in my life. And so that's where things changed for me. And I started writing down, and I wrote my fear list, and I would challenge everybody listening to get out a pen and paper and write your fear list and write down everything you've ever wanted to do but haven't because of fear. And I started checking these things off one by one. And on there was things like rappelling down a waterfall or swimming with sharks. I still haven't done that, but I'm actually speaking in Cancun at an event, and we're going to go swimming with sharks. So I'm going to be able to cross.
Oh, off. Good. So you're getting that crossed off. Good.
That's right. And then there was Latin dancing in a competition, and I didn't think that would ever happen. But the power of saying yes to fear, yes to these fear opportunities, is so great. And when you write them down, it's magical, because opportunities come your way to be able to have the courage to be able to do those things. And so I did get invited to dance in a local dancing competition for charity, and we raised $250,000 for the hospice locally, and I was able to dance the cha-cha in this competition, and it was so much fun. And then my big ultimate fear that I wrote down first was jumping out of a plane, and that opportunity came when a dear friend of mine was like, hey, let's go, let's do this. And every part of my body was like, no, I did not want to do it. But I said, heck yeah. And again, that's saying yes to those opportunities. And the more we say yes to fear, the more courage we have. And so I said yes to this opportunity. But as I thought about it, I was like, there's no way. I'm terrified of heights. There's no way I'm going to actually jump out of that airplane. And that is what brought me to my mantra that I shared earlier about, I knew I had to make my why bigger than my fear. I knew I needed something to get me out of that airplane. And so I decided to fall 10,000 feet to raise $10,000 to build a school in Nicaragua. And as soon as I decided that, it was only 6 weeks out, we set up a fundraising page. We got 60 amazing change makers to share their stories of courage in a collaborative book. We did so much for this, and it was amazing how everyone came together. And that's where I realized that my business needed to be around courage. I needed to work with women entrepreneurs because they're the ones who stepped up to really make this happen. And I was able to raise that money with their help, and we were able to build that school. And such an incredible experience. Now, that was 4 years ago, and that was the moment where a lot of stuff shifted for me. My business came from that, the amazing connections, interviews. I was able to jump into the programs that I started to run. So really, I feel like that was a catalyst for me, saying yes to that big fear and also asking for that support and making my why bigger than my fear and making it not about me. Really, really was a turning point. And then it's now going to be 4 years exactly to the day that I jumped out of that airplane and we raised that money. And what I'm doing is inviting everyone around the globe to face one of their fears and share their story of courage with us and be able to help raise money for. We have three beautiful charities that we're raising money for. And so that's, we hope to eventually have 1 million fears faced, 1 million stories of courage shared around the globe, and $1 million raised. And in that, you know, this feels like such a beautiful thing, especially at this time in our world and in what, you know, all the chaos and all the fear that's going on around in the world, to have that many people on August 28th all doing something courageous and sharing it with the world. Like, I just feel it's going to blow up the internet. It's going to raise the vibration. We're going to be doing so much good, not only by raising money, but also by showing others our example of courage. It inspires and creates that ripple effect. And so that's a big, exciting thing that we're up to that I'd love to have people join. You can learn more at thedayofcourage.com. And we're doing a lot of fun stuff. We've got the Courage Collective too, which is all about helping women have a safe space to be seen, heard, to practice their skills of speaking, to collaborate with other powerhouse women, and to step into courage. So there's courage circles happening all over the world in 6 countries, and that's something else that's connected with this Day of Courage.
That sounds great, because I know with the collective, yes, with the collective, it sounds amazing. So how can people be part of the Courage Collective? I know that you're trying to get in different places and different around the world. I know a lot of women have stepped up and are part of that Courage Collective. How can a woman that's listening now that says, oh my goodness, I want to be part of this. This sounds amazing. It sounds like it's enthusiasm and it's planning and it's amazing. How can people get involved? I know they've got the Day of Courage they can do, but how can they get involved in being more actively involved in the Courage Collective?
Yeah, for sure. So we are having Courage Circles led around the globe. So right now we have almost 100 leaders in cities in Canada, the U.S., UK, Republic of Ireland, Cayman Islands, and Africa even. I know I can't remember exactly where in Africa, but in
everywhere.
Africa.
Wow, it's great.
All over the place. And so all you need to do is go to thecouragecollective.com, and we do have an application for leaders in cities around the world that we don't have leaders in. We're looking for new leaders, and we're also obviously looking for people to join those local circles and the global movements that we're creating.
So tell me more about Nicaragua. When you're there and you're doing your charity work there, tell us a little bit about what you have coming up with that. Because I know that's a big interest of you. Just the extra time that you put in with your family and with your own sons and everything. It just is amazing for me to see these wonderful young men that you're raising, that you're seeing that, well, they're getting to see their mom do these amazing global things. And I know it's making them real good men at the same time. So tell us a bit more about that and how your absolute passion for that. I know it's drawn towards doing that. So I don't want to miss that part of the passion that you have. As well, and the extra time that you managed to find among all of this to do that as well.
Yeah, and I think that's so important for all of us to find ways to give back. And it doesn't have to be building schools or homes in Nicaragua or wells in Africa. Those are things and projects that we're doing through the Courage Collective as well. We donate a percentage of every membership back to a give back project. And then we are actually going to Nicaragua again this November, where I'm taking a group of beautiful women to mastermind and create their aligned abundance maps, and also face fears and go on some crazy adventures surfing down actually an active volcano. And then we're going to do give back, where we release sea turtles and we are able to go and cook meals for these beautiful children there who live within a garbage dump and are in such difficult circumstances, yet are so happy still. And being able to work with the women collective there and build a home for them. So there's a lot of really exciting things happen. And this trip that we're doing in November really came from when I was able to take our family there. And that happened because I was able to be so successful in our business, where we can afford to take our family to different things, and we could give back in a bigger way and contribute to lots of different projects there, including the school. And when we went, it was such a dream come true to be able to take our family there, to see the school, to meet the kids, to bring, you know, gifts and soccer balls and play with the local children there, and to be able to watch my boys. You know, they're just three young boys at the time. They were 13, 12, and let me just say 9. And so they were there chopping vegetables and cooking the soup and then handing it out to all these sweet kids that came to line up for this food that we were making. And just such touching moments, you know, swimming in the ocean with these little baby sea turtles. I mean, it's just incredible. It really has my heart and is a place that I love I love and excited to go back and help others to experience that as well. And just a really special, special place. And yet I know that there are so many ways we can all give back, not only, you know, through sharing our stories and sharing our messages and being courageous in our own lives to be an example, but in giving back. And it could be your heart is here and you do things, you know, for those who are maybe experiencing homelessness, or for those who maybe your neighbor needs someone to cheer them up and you take them cookies, or whatever those simple acts of kindness are. That really is what I feel like a lot of times we are missing in our lives and in our society, are just those beautiful connections and ways we can give back every single day.
And, you know, when I listen to this, Chantal, because I've seen all of this come together just in a few months of you actually asking people to come out to the school and get more involved, what an amazing thing that, first of all, you wanted to go there, so you and your family went, and now you're able to take all of these people there to get involved even more. So just this whole thing of you saying that when you were stood at the back of the church at your friend's funeral, you knew that you were supposed to do bigger things. And if you think about what you've created in the last, I don't know how many years, would it be 6 years? Like, it's four years since you've been there. How long would it be since your friend's passed?
Yeah, so it is 6 years since she passed, but 4 years since we actually started, like, this whole business and everything. So it'll be 4 years since I jumped out of the plane. Yeah.
Yes, well, you're never going to hear me saying I've jumped out of a plane for my 100-year plan. I can't tell you how wonderful that is that Chantal said that, but you're never going to hear Sarah, unless someone pushes me out, then that's it. I hope I've got a parachute on when they push me out, but that's not on my little list there.
Maybe you do that on your
100th. On my 100th birthday, yes. Maybe I will do it on my 100th birthday. Maybe I will. I have to remember that. That's what I think. I think about the absolute amazing impact you've had in 6 years, stood at the back of that church and saying, I need to do more than this. And I think even in itself, you thinking in that moment when the son is saying about my mum had not been done living, it made you go, well, I'm still here. I'm still wanting to do my living. This is what I'm going to do. And I have to really congratulate you on what you've actually achieved in those 6 years, in actually changing lots of lives, and both here and at home. And even you now, even though the people that can't come out to that school, you're even encouraging people at this opportunity to say, you know, do stuff in your local community, go out and do those acts of kindness, do everything you can to help others. Like, I just see your love and compassion just goes even further out to tell more people to be able to do this. So really, I think in that 6 years, you've been able to do some amazing things. So thank you. Thank you for that, because you could easily have left that funeral and just carried on. You just could have carried on in your normal life, you know, with your family, and not had this this urge to help and take this opportunity to, you know, help everybody, which I think you have, and I think you continue to. And even with your, you know, trying to get a million stories out there and $1 million, I have absolute faith that you will. I think the scope of how your enthusiasm is for things, I think we are going to sit down at some point and we're going to say, you know what, Chantal got a million courage things done on that day. You know, even if it's not all on the 28th of August, and I know you want to keep going with that courage, stories of courage. I know that it's going to come out, because your enthusiasm and your drive to do it is just there. So I've seen that. I hope everyone has sort of felt that tonight. And just by hearing a bit more than being a speaker, because I think you're more than just a speaker that helps us speak and helps everyone put their things together. I think there's all these great amazing things that you've been able to put together on top of that. So thank you. Now, if anyone wants to get a hold of you, Chantal, what's all your contact ways of getting a hold of Chantal Adams? How can people keep connecting with you past this show?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have ChantalAdams.com is my main website, and love to connect with people on Facebook. You can send me a friend request, or you can follow me on my Facebook profile page, which is Chantal Adams Speaks, and Instagram is Chantal Speaks, and so is Twitter, Chantal Speaks, and then also I have a private Facebook group, The Speaking Extravaganza, where I host some challenges and some different opportunities or things that are coming up as well, just to keep people in the loop. And then, of course, there is thecouragecollective.com for those courage circles around the world, and thedayofcourage.com, which is where you can help us to really raise the vibration around the world with that one special day on August 28th, and then continuing after to share those stories of courage. Oh,
excellent.
And
thank you, Chantel.
We are going to be making a documentary from each person's story of courage. So when you do that courageous act, whatever it might be, on August 28th, if you post it and you share the hashtag, all the information's on the site there, but you use the hashtag, we'll be able to find it and post a video of you actually doing this courageous feat. We are going to actually bring them all together into a beautiful documentary of everyday stories of courage. So that's a really cool opportunity.
That's excellent. Thank you, Chantel. If you look on the link, everyone, that we have for the show tonight that we had on Facebook, Chantel has a free offer on that's called 21 Ways to Get Booked. So that's just a link here. If you press onto that on the Facebook page here, you can see that it's at chanteladams.com, get booked. So if you press onto that, then it's got a really, really great PDF that you can look at that's got lots of ways to get booked to speak. But the best way to get booked to speak, really, in my opinion, is just to work with Chantel. So there's my, once you've read everything, you still need the real person as well. So I want to thank you so much for being on tonight, Chantel. I feel like this interview has gone so well. There were so many things that I personally wanted people to know about you, and for you to get everything out there, get people thinking, get people even thinking that didn't even think they had a story. You know, you've got people now thinking, I think I could put mine together. I think this is important. And you never know how your story is going to help and impact other people. So I hope that anyone who's listening tonight really has that urge to go out and share their story more, and knowing that they can help people in different areas, you know, of their life. So I know that this has really helped lots of people tonight. So thank you, Chantel. Again, we're going to replay this. This will be available for replay after the show. So if there's anything you missed as far as getting in touch with Chantel, because there's a lot of different connections there, then you can listen to the replay and go over all the different ways of getting hold of that. So thank you very much, Chantel. I'm going to say goodnight and just continue the show for a few more minutes here. But thank you so much for coming on tonight. It was so great to talk to you again. And thank you. And good luck with the Day of Courage on the 28th. I'm going to find something to do, because you know I love to make Facebook videos. So now I have to find something to do so I can post mine in there for the documentary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much. This has been so fun, and I so appreciate all the love and support you give me as well.
No, honestly, it's easy. It's easy when it's you. It's okay. It's easy to do. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I hope you all enjoyed the interview there with Chantel Adams. She is amazing. She's got so many great things that she's been doing. So I hope that you've actually taken something away with you tonight that, you know, makes you maybe feel a bit like you want to have some courage to do something. You know, we all have something that we're not really quite sure how it's going to come together. So, you know, if there's something you need to step out of that fear and do, then honestly, try and get that put together, and have a look on all of Chantel's contacts here just to see whether there's something you're interested in doing. One thing that I've done this year is I've been writing a little bit more about my life, and I have been co-authoring in some books this year, and just want to share a little bit about those, because it's been quite exciting for me to be able to get my story out there. Again, talking about storytelling and having the impact on people. I was part of a book in May that was released in May called Women Rising, which was a lot to do with Chantel Adams putting that together as well. She is the publisher there. So Women Rising, my chapter in there was called A Positive Attitude Can Create a Beautiful Life. My second book that was actually out 2 weeks ago here on July 27th is Live Out Loud. And my chapter in that book is about starting and finishing the story together, which is about my parents' 45-year journey together, who happened to pass away around the same time. So I talk a lot about that and the influence they had on me in life. The first story, The Positive Attitude, was how I've been raised to have a positive attitude throughout my life. Book three that's coming out in November is Born to Be Me, and I talk about my athletic stories and my sports achievements throughout my life, and how that has actually encouraged and helped me to be me. If you need to get hold of me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. You've got my website coming up soon. And again, I'm a people person. I love what I do. I'm really excited to talk to anybody that wants to come and chat with me. I talk about putting together the 100-year plan, because, you know, I'm on the 100-year plan. I also talk about putting together the 52-week plan. So come and talk to me about anything that you think is going to help you create a life that you love. I'm looking forward to seeing you here on the 29th of August at 7 o'clock CST. So thank you very much for tuning in tonight. It's been great to be on the air again. Thank you so much for your support. And I will see you in 2 weeks' time. Okay, bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.